From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, August 6th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A Massachusetts company plans to build the world's largest long-term battery storage system at a former paper mill in Lincoln, supported by a federal grant worth nearly $150 million. Peter McGuire reports.
Technology developed by Form Energy of Somerville, Massachusetts, can deliver stored power continuously for up to 4 days. The company's Lincoln plans call for an 85-megawatt battery, enough to power more than 60,000 homes. The site in Lincoln sits at a choke point in New England's transmission system, says Form CEO Mateo Jaramillo. The new storage capacity is intended to relieve some of that pressure.
And one way that we address that is by having the duration to be able to provide power for a long period of time and to be able to address those points of congestion, which can lead to reliability challenges.
Form has its own funding to match the grant. The project is part of a $389 million Department of Energy funding package for New England that includes money to connect offshore wind to the grid. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Maine Democratic leaders are praising the selection of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as Kamala Harris is picked to be her running mate in this fall's presidential election. Walz was a U.S. congressman for 12 years before being elected governor in 2018. In a tweet, Governor Janet Mills noted that Walz is a military veteran, retired school teacher, and football coach, and would be a, quote, fighter for the American people. First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree said that as a rural Minnesotan, Walz, quote, understands the challenges Mainers are facing and shares our common sense values. The Maine GOP described Walz as a far-left D.C. politician and said it's time for a new direction. Seven Maine towns are facing tens of thousands of dollars in additional costs to their budgets for ambulance services, as Northern Light Health says it plans to change its billing system in January. The health system has notified the towns of Eddington, Etna, Dedham, Dixmont, Glenburn, Kanduskeg, and Newburgh that it will start charging $17 per resident for ambulance services beginning in the new year. David Bright, the first select person for Dixmont, says that will add about $20,000 to the town budget, which residents can't vote on until their annual meeting 3 months into the year.
If the service is reliable and we can get an ambulance when we need it, you know, we're happy to pay for it. But I can't do it until I put it in the budget for the March town meeting.
A spokesperson for Northern Light says the towns could call a special meeting to deal with the issue. Currently, Northern Light pays towns a fee for local emergency personnel to respond until an ambulance arrives, then charges the patient's insurance company. But the healthcare organization says reimbursement rates haven't kept pace with rising costs, and so towns will have to pick up the expense. Maine's Insurance Bureau is warning people about health plans that offer very minimal coverage. State Insurance Bureau Superintendent Bob Carey says the plans often describe themselves as self-funded or employee-owned. He says some only cover routine preventative treatment and even then may be limited. He cited the case of a woman who submitted a claim for a colonoscopy performed in a hospital.
The claim was rejected and they pointed to, you know, a line in the coverage document which said that colonoscopies are only covered in a non-hospital setting. You know, it's things like that that are tripping up people.
Carey says comprehensive health insurance can be found at the state's online marketplace, coverme.gov. He also says his office can provide consumers with help with evaluating offers for health insurance before they subscribe. State regulators have rejected a request by the owner of the former Bucksport paper mill to give up ownership of three area dams. Bucksport Mill LLC sought to surrender ownership of the dams that impound Silver Lake, Toddy Pond, and Alamoosic Lake. But last week, the Department of Environmental Protection said the petition didn't provide enough information about inspections and maintenance of the dams, and also failed to notify all abutters of the request. And the Maine Forest Service is starting the rollout of shoreland timber harvesting standards for Maine's unorganized territories. Towns have had the option to adopt the state standards since 2005, but according to the language of the law, the rules won't apply in the unorganized territories until a critical mass of towns adopt them. More than 260 towns have now done that, triggering the expansion to the territories. The standards will go into effect in January of 2026 and apply to areas near any rivers, lakes, and wetlands. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, we'll learn about a new podcast that takes listeners inside the homes of Maine writers of the past. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.